from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few.
Don't tell her at a railway station.
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, ah!
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
I'll bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Mike is out and still crying in his beer. Well, he's left Ireland, but he is still upset about the loss this weekend. We'll talk plenty about it, but my man Mark Zeno is in, hanging out with me for 4 of the 5 days this week. And then on Friday, I believe John Fricke will be in Atlanta. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you had a great weekend. Zeno, the weather was beautiful.
Yep.
This is, you know, the mornings were like fall on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, I got up and it was just great, man. Like low 60s, it felt great outside. So I hope you got a chance to take advantage of it. As I said to Andy and Randy, I want to hear from Georgia Tech fans as we get this show started. Now, there is some breaking news in regards to the Cowboys. We'll talk more about it in the NFL Blitz. But Zeno, as we get started, C.D. Lamb has his deal. That is correct. Now it is done, right?
Yep. $136 million over 4 years, second highest paid receiver in the history of the NFL. $38 million signing bonus. 4-year deal. I'm sure Dak is happy in the final year, in his year in Dallas.
Yeah.
C.D. Lamb's now tweak hamstring, won't turn into a 4-week injury. He'll be back in a week, as all, you know, receivers will be. And either Jamar Chase is smiling or he's really ticked off, as is T. Higgins, because those dudes are up next. However, you know, this is kind of what the Cowboys needed to at least settle the waters a little bit. I mean, Dak's all but gone, right? We kind of concede that he's at a minimum hitting free agency, that a deal is not going to get done sometime prior to the end of the season. So with that said, you know, the Cowboys at least go into the season knowing that Lamb will be there week one, he's going to play, and their offense should still be something to contend with.
I agree. And long term, regardless of what the quarterback situation is for them, and by the way, did you guys see what Trey Lance did over the weekend?
It wasn't good.
This kid threw five interceptions.
In a preseason. How do you not pull him?
That's the thing. In a preseason game?
You're just leaving him out there to keep throwing more?
So you at least know that Lamb is going to be there. Here's the other big piece that they've got to take care of, and we know this, is Micah Parsons. And that is not going to happen this season or before the season starts either. So, you know, you've got a couple of guys that are motivated in different ways. Parsons has been great. 3 years, first team All-Pro. Dak, runner-up last year for the MVP. And CeeDee Lamb gets his bag. I'm happy for CeeDee Lamb because I said the numbers he put up last year, everybody says, well, he ain't Tyreek Hill. Yes, he is. Last year, go look at his numbers. They were equal and in some cases better than Tyreek Hill. So that being said, that news is out there and it's done. 404-726-0929. I want to talk to you about Georgia Tech. And Turtle is in today. He's our executive producer. Oren is our engineer behind the glass. 404-726-0929. What are your expectations now after this win? Because we've been talking about Brent Key taking things over, how we felt like things were changing and turning, and I think you saw it firsthand in this game over the weekend. Here's the thing for me, Zeno, that stood out. 190 yards rushing for Georgia Tech. They stuffed it down.
Run the ball.
Florida State's throat. They were physical. And they did pretty much on the ground what they wanted to. And by the way, for everybody that doesn't know this, thank you, Coach. Florida State and their D-line is considered to be one of the best in the ACC, and they got clowned. So,
run the ball.
That defensive line also did not have any sacks against Georgia Tech. I'm just here to tell you, for whatever you think,
run the ball.
Thank you, Coach. Tech was the last few years. With 7-6, I think, Zeno, the expectations should be off the charts because their defense was improved. They only gave up 40 rushing yards in the second half. The defense looked like it's taking the next step.
That's the real – again, we were just talking about it before the show. For those who weren't keeping score last year, Georgia Tech had the third worst run defense of any team in the country, 128th out of 130 teams. And they only gave up 98 rushing yards on the ground. Some people, and Florida State fans, feel free to chime in on this, would disagree with the play calling and not sort of unleashing DJU and allowing him to do a little bit more. But the idea that they held Florida State to 98 rushing yards, again, not only were the third worst rush defense, they were the 10th worst overall defense in the country last year. They're bringing Tyler Santucci from Duke.
Big.
Now, some of my hesitation with Georgia Tech in the game was, you could bring Tyler Santucci in. But you ain't bringing all the players from Duke last year with it. Like, you still got the same guys who gave up all those rushing yards for the most part, excuse me, save a couple of transfer portal guys. For them to hold them to 98 was impressive.
It was great. Here's the other thing. And Georgia Tech fans, hit me up. 404-726-0929. I want to know what your real expectations are. Because you guys sometimes go up and down or sometimes you disappear. You should be standing up tall knowing that Georgia, the state of Georgia, owns Florida State. Georgia beat the brakes off of them last year at the end of the year. I don't want to hear about excuses. And then you start this year and Georgia Tech goes over there and handles business. Here's the other thing that Brent Key did, and this is what I'm loving. You know what? They got all this high-flying, all these wide receivers that have transferred in. And DJU, who, by the way, is below average. Below average. And this whole notion, by the way, where, oh, I don't talk about student-athletes. They're not student-athletes. These guys are getting paid more than most of you will get paid the rest of your life. I'm done talking about that whole student-athlete thing. DJU is below average. With that said, Brent Key, Zeno, 7 drives each. Think about this. You had the ball 7 times. You limited possessions against Florida State and Georgia Tech's last 2 drives, guys. 11 plays, 89 yards, touchdown. The 12 play, 49-yard drive that sets up the game-winning field goal.
Run the ball.
Physical. They just beat Florida State up. Florida State's not that good. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
They're just not. 404-726-0929.
Run the ball.
And the thing that I love the most is that they didn't shy away from it. Georgia Tech says, we're as big as you, we're as physical as you.
Run the ball.
And we have more mental strength than you do. That's what this came down to. Florida State had 1 scoring drive in the second half.
Run the ball.
1. If you're not up on Georgia Tech, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you. 404-726-0929. Follow us on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the show at Dukes and Bell 929. You can hit Mike up as well at Mike Bell ATL. He's still crying. And Zeno, give him your address.
At Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-O.
All right, guys. Want to hear from you guys. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Do they have a chance for the playoffs? Can they be one of the slow down? Can they win the ACC? Can they? Okay. Can they win more than seven games? Because if you don't realize this, Tech going back to 2016 was the last time you won nine. 5-6, 7-6, 3-9, 3-7, 3-7, 5-7, 7-6. And now you want to know, and you've beaten a ranked team to start the season, and a team that everybody thinks that's going to win the ACC. I don't know. You know, I will tell
Hold
you.
Hold on a minute, player.
I want to tell you that this team now feels like, you know what, they're going to be a voice. I'm not going to say the main player, but they're going to be a voice in the ACC. I still need to see what's going to happen with Clemson and Georgia. I want to see this weekend, and we're going to talk plenty about it, guys, by the way. At 4 o'clock, Connor Riley's going to stop by. We'll talk about the number. I know Zeno has a thought or two about that. It is still 13, Turtle, is that right, for the Clemson game?
13 and a half, yeah.
Yeah, 13. I mean,
look, I still, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Respect Clemson, their defense. They've had, obviously, the longest amount of time to prepare for this whole thing. It was a good defense last year. What do we know about Georgia's offense this year, after given what they've lost between Bowers and McConkey and everything else? I mean, you know, there's a lot there that's missing. How long will it take Mike Bobo and company to get this thing up to speed? Again, a couple of years ago, completely different teams. It was a 7-3 game. Remember that first opener that they had?
Yeah.
And Georgia, nobody scored an offensive touchdown in that game. The only touchdown was a pick six by Georgia. So I don't think you should undersell Clemson's ability to be prepared for this game. That said, there's a reason why Georgia's a 2-touchdown favorite here, because they are a markedly better team at this point than Clemson. But it's going to be a very interesting matchup, to say the least. And you should have a somewhat, you know, split crowd, given that it's at Mercedes-Benz, right? It's not in Athens. You'd think
it's still 2.5 hours away or whatever from Clemson. Yeah, you would think.
You would think that there's going to be a decent-sized Clemson fan base there, to say the least. So, look, I mean, if Georgia doesn't start fast, even if they win the game, right, and they only win it by a field goal, whatever, you know. I mean, obviously, everybody's just going to continue to kind of ho-hum along, because we're so used to Georgia figuring it out and so used to them being able to get through some of the rough spots. Remember last year, the offense, the first couple of games of the season was bad. We had a lot of concerns about the offense, and they had Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey and everybody else. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Kirby in these games like this go back to bread and butter works. We're not going to throw. We're going to run. We're going to grind them down. We're going to use our offensive line. We're, you know, we'll be willing to punt the ball away, put our defense on the field, see a slower pace in this game. You know, I think that Kirby knows. He kind of does that Nick Saban thing. When it's time to grind against tough opponents, we're going to stick to our bread and butter, do what we do best. And that's beat you up front and be more physical than you.
We're going
to
find out. I think the
lower scoring, kind of tighter game might be more in Kirby's wheelhouse.
We're going to find out who is more physical. I know this. Georgia Tech was more physical than Florida State. Chuck, Mike, James, Mike, and Marietta. Stay right there. I want to hear from you guys. Here is an opportunity for you to buy in and get on board with Georgia Tech. And I'm telling you, bring key. Listen, this is not sizzle. This is steak. This is the real deal. This is not him saying, oh, by the way, you know, it's all about, you know, the flash. This is the real deal. He's coaching these guys up, and coaching matters. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell, Zeno in for Mike on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Great weekend to start for great start for Georgia Tech. They'll play Georgia State this upcoming weekend as they'll host Georgia State. 404-726-0929. So I am asking for all those folks who say, you don't ever talk about Georgia Tech. We're here. We're here. Hello.
Don't rub it in their face. Don't rub it in.
No. Here's the deal. This is what I've said all along, Zeno. Win big games.
Man, well, you're right.
Win big
Give us
games.
Something to talk about. We will.
That's it. Win big games. Be relevant. Be interesting. Right? Which, obviously, beating Florida State, in which the way that I think they did, which was just a physical beatdown, is interesting football to me. Well, this is what I want to see. I don't want to see Georgia Tech get pushed around. And in years past, it felt that way. I don't know if it was always the case. It was a little bit of lack of coaching when Collins was here. It was,
a bit of lack of coaching.
Well, not having enough, you know, enough talent on the field. But at the end of the day, it's a hell of a way for Brent Key to get this year started.
I mean, no argument. And the difference is this. You know, there's closer than no cigar, right? There's been a couple of times over the last year plus with Brent Key. They've been competitive.
Yeah.
They've been close. You know, they've had some near misses, if you will, as far as, you know, stealing a big win. Now they finally do it, right? And now there's reason to start to really believe that that next step is possible. And all it takes really is one win. Look, and this sets up really well for Georgia Tech, you know, from a scheduling standpoint when you start to look at it, Dukes, because you get Georgia State next week.
Yep.
Then you have to go on the road to Syracuse. Now, that's going to be the real follow-up test, right? One, the real follow-up test is don't let Georgia State hang around. You should easily win and cover this game. You're probably going to be a 2-touchdown favorite at least in this thing. This shouldn't be close. You shouldn't break a sweat here. But going into the Carrier Dome against a Syracuse team that is under the radar, in my opinion, if you look at their season win total, I think they can exceed expectations. But, you know, sometimes teams go up there and they struggle, and it's a different environment. And that's a game that you really want to put the ACC on notice. Okay, now you've won a road game. Neutral site, but road game in Ireland. You're in a road game there in Syracuse, and now all of a sudden you have something to really start to build a lot of momentum, because then, oh, by the way, you know, you can get through the end of September, you know, really being 4-0 until you have to go to Louisville, and let's see what that matchup is like.
And that's where they should be, by the way.
Yeah.
That after showing me what they showed me this weekend, that's where they should be. Haynes King was great. And here's the deal. People, if you look at the numbers and you're going to say, well, Dukes, he didn't throw for 300 yards. All of those completions at the end of that game and those last two drives were big. They were big plays. They were momentum plays. I don't care if he threw for 90 yards or he threw for 900. When did you make those plays? Dukes says, when does it matter most? In the fourth quarter, in those two drives, right, when they needed him, he completed big plays. So I thought he played great. I thought he outplayed DJU at the end of the day. And I thought Brent Key did really good job of maintaining the game plan in which, hey, you know, we're going to run the ball, man. You know what? Buster Faulkner, we're not going away from what we started with in this game.
Look, and it's going to be a tale of two seasons for Georgia Tech, right? When you talk about the schedule here, Dukes.
Run the ball.
You know, after you get through Louisville and Duke, right? Your last six games at North Carolina, they're probably going to have a down year, maybe. But the last five, home versus Notre Dame, at Lane Stadium, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's not going to be an easy win at all. Then you get Miami, NC State, and Georgia. So the last 4 weeks, real tough. 5 weeks, real tough meat grinder. If you don't have some wins in the bag, and you're not at six wins by the time you hit that last five, it could go from a lot of hype to a lot of sadness.
And that's the thing. Take advantage of this part of the schedule. Let's grab James in Johns Creek. James, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, how are you doing?
Terrific.
I called Wednesday. Randy and Michael, you know, I went to high school with him.
Yep.
And I called Wednesday, and I told y'all, I said, Georgia Tech will win by 3 points. And Randy said, I don't see it happening. I said, Georgia Tech will beat FSU. They will beat Miami. They will beat Notre Dame, and they will beat Georgia this year. I said, they will be in the 12-team playoff battle. And he said, James, he said, if you're right, he said, I don't see it happening. But I'm telling you, Georgia Tech is that good. They will do it. And I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go and tell you who's going to win the national playoff.
Who's that?
The championship. Texas is.
Well, now you're talking. Oh, okay. Appreciate the call, James.
Hold on a minute, player.
Now you're saying something. Here's the deal. This is why I'm asking you what the expectations are. And Randy just heard you. He's in the car. He's on his way home, and he probably heard you again. I just feel like if you can play physical football and play this kind of defense, now I don't know if it stands the test of time through the course of the season.
Right.
But if you can stop the run like they did against Florida State and control the line of scrimmage, you're going to be in every game.
Let me ask you this.
Every game.
Because, look, it's all fun, and right now there's a lot of excitement and everything else as there should be.
Are you about to kill this party?
No. I'm going to ask you a question. Is it fair to move the goalposts at this point? Rewind 72 hours. And we're sitting here on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
Or Friday night, whatever it is. And we're wondering what Georgia Tech is. And we're thinking, look, hey, build on last year. Get at least to a bowl game. Maybe seven. Maybe seven wins given the schedule. And a bowl win for eight for the year. And we're trending in the right direction. You beat Florida State. Now all of a sudden people are starting. Don't move the goalposts yet, folks. That's all I'm saying.
So are you saying that that Florida State was not necessarily one of the top ranked teams coming into the season?
No. Don't try to make me the bad guy here.
No. I'm asking.
I'm not changing the quality of this win.
Because if they are, then you have every right to move the goalposts.
No, but you don't.
Why?
You don't, because a one game sample size is not enough to move the goalposts. If they start out 6-0 and beat Louisville on the road, right? Then I think you move the goalposts. Then I think you go, okay, they've won now essentially three road games, a game at Syracuse and at Louisville. Probably not great teams. Probably not teams that really have a legitimate shot to win the ACC. However, still, road wins matter. So you got three wins away from the flats. You're 6-0, right? And you are coming home for a game against Duke, possibly going 7-0.
Yeah, new coach, new quarterback, yes.
Then I think we can move the goalposts, right?
I am willing to do it now because I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't want to do it now.
I'm doing it now. Zeno, here's why. You have foundation with this team.
But do you know that? That's the question. Do you really know that?
I believe Brent Key does.
He's shown us
foundation with Jeff Collins.
Right. He's shown us he's laid a good foundation.
Yes.
Does that translate to getting to the top of the pyramid here? Does that translate to building a great building, you know, and being a program that is looked at as a legitimate power in the ACC? That I don't know if we know yet. And again, remember, the ACC landscape is now different. Look what you've added, right?
Cal, SMU, Stanford.
Hold on a second.
Come on.
SMU was a top 20 offense last year in the country. Let's not mess around.
Cal, Stanford.
Let me ask you a question. In reality, somebody have to look this up for me. Who's recruited better talent over the last 3 years, Stanford or Georgia Tech?
Well, Collins has only been on the job for two. He was the interim coach. Brent Key.
We're just talking. Theoretically,
you're saying SMU.
Most Pac-12 programs, the old Pac-12, would have recruited better talent than Georgia Tech. Most of those programs.
Stanford,
you got to be smart. You have to be smart at Georgia Tech, too.
Doesn't mean you can play.
You have to have a minimum SAT score just to get an official visit to go to Stanford.
Yeah.
And by the way, this isn't when Harbaugh was at Stanford.
But again,
this is different.
I get you, but I'm just saying, you have to acknowledge the landscape is different, and that brings in a lot of variables that you didn't account for last year.
It is.
If this was the same 12, 14 teams it was for the ACC last year, things are different because, again, you're going to face Stanford this year, right? I mean, they're going to face, not Stanford, who do they get?
Cal!
Actually, they don't get any of the new teams this
year. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Look at that. They don't get any of the new teams.
Come on. Let me grab a couple more phone calls here. By the way, headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live.
Which I don't know if it's good or bad. If you're saying Cal and Stanford that bad, you might want those teams on your schedule instead of NC State and Miami.
Don't just live. Live well. Let's talk to Randy and Marietta. Randy, man. Hey, man. What are you thinking about this win for Georgia Tech?
I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to go over to my local bar this afternoon with my hand out because I took Georgia Tech even all the way through.
Yeah, I did too. Listen, I'd love to tell you guys how much money I won, but the IRS is listening. Troy and Ackworth, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Troy, hey, man, what are you thinking about this win?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My hat's off to all the alumni, the football players, everybody that got everything together. That was a great win for Georgia Tech. I'm a Florida State fan, and it hurt like hell.
It should have. Your quarterback is below average. I don't know if your coach, is going to – we're going to find out a lot about Mike Norvell. We just are here over the course of this season. And here's the other thing. Florida State.
Run the ball.
Y'all spent all that money to go across the ocean to get beat. I love it. I got to tell you right now. Turtle, what's up? You're looking at me like
run the ball.
Yeah, you guys want to hear something shocking?
What's that? I like hearing Brent Key say run the ball. Go ahead.
Georgia Tech finished, according to 24/7 Sports 2024 recruiting ranks, 33rd.
Okay.
Stanford?
Yeah.
31.
Okay. Better recruits?
Okay. That's just this year, though, right?
I mean.
So you're telling me they had
what is more relevant? What is more relevant than this year?
They had a better class. So what? Are they better coached? Do they have a better staff? Is there a foundation at Stanford? Stanford hasn't been good in a very long time, guys.
Blame David Shaw.
Yes, well, I like David Shaw.
So do I. He's a really good coach.
But, to your point, Turtle, I hear you. Here's the thing, and this is what I love about, again, and I'm not hyping this up. I'm just telling you. We'll watch and see how it plays out. I'm not expecting Georgia Tech to win the national championship. Come on. Do I expect them to be a player in the ACC, meaning like last year, can they beat Miami on the road or beat North Carolina, two ranked teams like they did last year? Yeah, they can do that again, to Zeno's point. And I'm saying ranked teams that they'll play as we move through the season. But the thing is, earn it. Show me. Turtle, how often do I say on this show, show me? I do not care. This is why I love the 12-team playoffs, Zeno. Everybody talks about, oh, that team will never win. Oh, they can't go beat them. They can't. This is why the playoff is going to be so much fun. Show me. And guess what? Georgia Tech just did. All right. I know more of you guys want to talk about it, and I certainly want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. We got a lot more to get to. CeeDee Lamb gets his deal. Also, the Falcons. Some people trying to make it out to be a big deal about what happened in this last preseason game. Come close to your radio. It's not that big of a deal.
It's preseason.
Thank you, Zeno.
Who cares?
We finally agree on something. It's Dukes and Bell. It is interesting to see some of the comments coming in on the text line in regards to Georgia Tech's win over Florida State. Aiden Burr, by the way, 44-yard field goal to win the game. Time expires. And Big O, can I hear that call? It was a 41-yard field goal to give Georgia Tech a 24-21 win. We're talking about it with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be interesting. Win big games, be relevant. That's what Georgia Tech did this weekend. And next weekend, guys, we're going to talk about Kirby Smart and what he had to say today in regards to, you know, his running back, ETN, and whether he is going to be suspended for the Clemson game. We're going to talk to our buddy Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock. But there's plenty of college football on the schedule starting really Thursday, to be quite honest with you. But by the time we get to Saturday, there's a full slate of games, and Georgia Tech's going to be back at it. They're hosting Georgia State. And they got to keep this momentum going. But we're giving credit where credit is due. And this is what we said to Brent Key. He's like, look, I'm going to have these guys ready. And, man, did he ever. Let me hear the game-winning field goal, please.
44 yards away to do it. They got it. They got it. And the Yellow Jackets did it. Upset in hands.
Good call, Joe Testator, right? Joe Testator with the call. 404-726-0929. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. I'm asking what your expectations are and whether they have improved. Maybe you say, hey, two more wins. Well, what does that mean? Do they win nine games for the first time since 2016? I mean, seriously, that's what you're talking about? Great.
I mean, that is a look, you have to be. This is why I say don't move the goalposts. When you are facing Notre Dame, you have to go Tulane Stadium for Virginia Tech. Miami's ranked. NC State's going to be really good. They're ranked. And then Georgia. Those are five games right there. How many games you get in a regular season, Dukes?
If they win two of those, right?
I mean, and again, now fortunately, you know, Miami and NC State are at home. Yeah. They're familiar opponents. Yeah. Notre Dame is not really a familiar opponent. By all accounts, that's a college football playoff team.
It should be.
By most people's standards. The only two games they lose should be their opener and their final one. Other than that, they should win everything in between.
I was going to say, against A&M, that's a big game.
Those five games right there are going to decide whether they are the 9-win team that we hope they can be, or they're the 7-win team that prior to the season we felt was the realistic expectation of what they should be, right? And that's why I don't move the goalposts yet, because it could all fall off the rails pretty quickly. Everything could look great when you're playing Syracuse, VMI, Louisville, and Duke.
True.
And then you turn the corner and boom, 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 boom.
It's true. And here's why I say I'm going to move them. And unlike Zeno, he's right. It can fall apart pretty quickly. I believe foundationally they're good. I believe that whatever Brent Key has tried to instill into his team, you saw that. This is what we're going to be. We're going to be physical. We're going to run the ball. We're going to control the clock. Again, 7 drives apiece, guys. That's all Florida State got. These big explosive offenses, if I'm giving you 7 drives in a game, Zeno, you're not scoring 50 points on me. I'm not giving you that many opportunities. So if that is the foundational piece of what this team is going to be, they're going to be in every game. And you said it. Tyler Santucci, defensive coordinator, comes over. They held him to 291 total yards. Florida State hadn't had that many yards. That few since 2021. 2021. That's not a fluke, guys. And DJ Hughes played like 85 games, hasn't he? I mean, you know, we act like he hadn't been in college football forever. So 58 yards rushing in the first series, and everybody said, uh-oh. And then they had 40 the rest of the game. Let me talk to Keaton in the ATL. Keaton, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man. Talk to us, Keaton. Is he there?
Nope.
Let's go to Simon.
Still celebrating.
Probably. I would be too. Simon, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you. I hate
that I'm missing Mike today, but we'll get back on next time when he is.
Yeah, don't be, because he's crying right now. Don't be. But go ahead.
How about them Jackets, guys? Coach Key has got us ready to go game by game. He's not looking ahead. They asked him, he was actually on one of y'all's shows last week, and he was talking about, they was asking what they was going to do before the game and all that, and he could care less. He was like, guys, we're on a business trip.
Yeah.
We're there to win a football game, and that's all we're focused on. And I really think that he's got these guys in that mindset of, it's week by week, guys, and that's all we can do. You know, just week by week, face our opponents this week, then get to the next. It's not looking into the future, you know, and those guys just looked like they was prepared to play on Saturday. You know, we didn't play perfect on offense, but we made the plays when we needed to. And, hell, we didn't have to pass the ball. We just ran it down their throat. So I'm very excited about this season. I love the show. I'd like to hear what y'all have to say.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Hey, Dukes, Buzz tweets us. It says, can't call in because of work stuff. But he says, I'm pumped for Tech football. Got to take the next step. Learn to play as a favorite this Saturday.
Okay.
Like we have as an underdog last Saturday. And that's as we talked about.
Okay.
The underdog role is easier because there's no expectations. You catch people off guard. When you walk into a game when you are the prohibitive favorite,
sure,
controlling the game, executing your game plan, executing your will over your opponent, that's supposed to be easier, which is what we thought Florida State was going to be able to do to Georgia Tech, right? Well, when that doesn't happen, you know, how do you respond? How do you overcome? And that's something that, again, certain coaches don't know how to flip that switch, right? And I'm not saying Brent Key doesn't. But
it's fair.
You're constantly fighting uphill, and then when you finally are at the top of the mountain, how do you ward the people off who are chasing you? You're going from the hunter to the hunted is a philosophy shift that's sometimes hard for teams to handle. I think it's a fair point by Buzz.
I do, too. You hear Kirby talk about this. This is why Kirby's brilliant. We hunt. We're not going to be hunted. And once you get to the point where everybody's like, we got Georgia on the schedule, bring it. That's what it's got to be for Georgia Tech. As you make this transition from, hey, I don't know what they're going to be, or I don't think the offense is any good, or the coach, I don't like what he's doing, to, you know what, I know what my team is. And by the way, there's nothing better than knowing what your team is. Seriously. I know what to expect. And by the way, all of this stuff about running the football, it's not boring at all. to me, I love it because most teams don't play that way. They don't get off the ball. You're not pushing people around. Frenchie, unbelievable.
Run the ball.
Yes, sir. 404-726-0929. By the way, that opens up all that passing game stuff, by the way, down the field. All right, let's take a couple more. Wes.
Run the ball.
Incoming. Wes, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Wes?
I'm calling about the perspective of sort of a micro community. I'm a bartender in the Atlanta area, Forsyth County, actually.
Okay.
I can tell you, the last few years, college football Saturday, you got Georgia Tech football on one TV in a 45 TV bar. Guaranteed this Saturday, we're going to have them in a line of sight from every seat in the restaurant because that's the excitement they just brought. And this is coming from a Georgia fan, like a diehard Dogs fan. So what they did this past Saturday has opened the eyes of a lot of people in this community, and it's exciting because as a Georgia fan, we want Tech to be competitive.
Let me ask you this. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I apologize. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, man. Sorry, Zeno.
No, I was just going to say, like, to that point that he's making about, like, hey, like, bars are going to have the game on and everything else.
Yeah.
Would normally Georgia Tech sell out a game against Georgia State at the Flats?
Probably not.
Well, and that's, like, the litmus test he's talking about is fair at this point. Did this win build enough momentum that you get a jam-packed, you get a crowd
yes.
at Bobby Dodd? Should there
yes.
be, I mean, is it fair to expect that we're going to sell out Bobby Dodd on Saturday?
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's, I think what he's talking about is a fair measuring stick. Like, forget the bar for a second. Step one, pack the damn stadium.
Fair. And you know what?
Like, Brent Key's got to send that media message out this week. I want a packed house.
And
show up, Tech fans.
And Zeno, I think they will. It's a valid point. And Wes, I'm glad you bring this up because this is what I'm talking about when I say be relevant. When I go to a bar and I sit there and I see the other teams around the country that are on and people are requesting those games on, and in that one corner you got two people that are requesting the Georgia Tech game, it shouldn't be that way. So to your point, that's what's going to change. And the way that they won, they were not embarrassed. They manned up. They played as well as they could against a team that was supposed to be more physical than them. I repeat this, guys. Florida State's defensive line is supposed to be one of the best in the ACC, and they had zero sacks.
Dukes.
What's up?
Orin just told me.
What?
Cheapest get-in price.
For what?
Bobby Dodd next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
$30.
Really?
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
That's, you know what?
That is not a cheap ticket for Georgia Tech, typically. Not against Georgia State. We're not usually be like $10.
Well, here's the deal.
I mean, you got to capitalize on it. I get it.
Who said it, Orin? Price went up?
Yeah. I mean, stock is high, right?
Price went up?
Like, again, bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah.
But it that, to me, when I watch the game on TV on Saturday.
That's what you want to see.
I expect this at a minimum, like 90% full. I get it if you want to get some.
Yeah.
But, like, it should look good on TV. You know, I had a college coach tell me that very early in his coaching career. He was a college basketball coach, small arena and everything else. And his biggest thing was, I schedule TV games. I have relationships with ESPN. It needs to look like an exciting environment.
It's true.
It needs to look like a must-have ticket. And that's what Georgia Tech needs to create off this win. Make it a must-have ticket. And then everything else starts to flow. But to your point, Dukes, guess you know what else you got to do?
What's that?
Prove it.
You
got to
win. You got to earn it. Show me.
You got to show me.
Show
me you can win the games.
Show me. That's exactly right. Wes, man, thank you for listening. As always, appreciate you chiming in. It's a great perspective from a guy that says, hey, I'm a bartender.
The price of the brick just went
oh, yeah. It did. Price changed. You get a win like that against a ranked team, and everybody around the world is watching because you're in Ireland. And I think it was our last caller who said, Brent Key did say this on our radio station. He said, this is a business trip. We're not going over there to drink Guinness. Okay? We'll leave that to Pat McAfee. All right? We're not going over there to have a good time. We're going over there, and this is a business trip. Orin, we got time for one more. I want to grab Matt in the ATL. Matt, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and thank you guys for all your calls. This is what I'm talking about. Don't tell me you want us to – we need to talk more Georgia Tech. They have one of the biggest wins to start the season. We are definitely talking about it. Matt, welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I was at the game. So I just want to know, I can tell you, having been there, that was an incredible environment. I don't know what it looked like on TV.
It was great.
But that place was rocking. It felt like a championship game. A couple of observations. One is, Tech didn't play. I mean, they played well, but they didn't play their best game. I mean, you go back and look at it. They made some mistakes. I think there's room for improvement, number one. Number two.
Sure.
I think you're right. The best team won that day. I don't know if, you know, November, maybe it's a different story, but the best team won that game on Saturday. And two, I haven't seen – the thing that impressed me was the defense. I mean, the closing speed in the secondary, I hadn't seen that from Tech in a long time. And I think the last thing is the prior caller, I appreciate that. You know, I don't think it's a surprise that you're seeing parallels to what Kirby did at Georgia. And we're not there. I'm not saying that. And what Brent's doing at Georgia Tech. And I don't think it's a secret, the fact that they're both alumnus of their institutions. I tell you what, nobody cares more about Georgia Tech football than Brent Key. I'll hang up.
Appreciate you. Kirby feels the same way. Listen, and these guys, they played there, they get it, they know, but even more than that, like, we've seen guys that have played at these institutions and have been there. I just feel like you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. What direction are we going? What do we want to be? Brent Key knows what he wants. Jeff Collins didn't know. Jeff Collins wanted us to believe, hey, all the hype about Waffle House, which I love Waffle House, is great. And the recruits, they love Waffle House. Well, that's great, too. But when it came to game day, we didn't get Jack. Game day is what it's about. So I hear you. And it looked great on TV. Mike was texting me during the game. I told you. There's nothing to tell me. I liked Georgia Tech 2 months ago when this spread came out, and it was 13. And I said, there's no way. Because I believe in what Tech is doing. And by the way, you're talking about the closing speed. Jess Simpson is the D-line coach. Kyle Pope's the linebackers coach. Santucci, the DC. These guys had that defense ready, man. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, does it play out like that for the rest of the way? We will see. Zeno is here. He's in for Mike. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Once again, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. All right, we got plenty more to talk about. We're going to let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say after the final preseason game, along with Taylor Heinicke. Falcons have already made some cuts. There are more to come. Deadline's tomorrow. Also, the biggest deal just got done, and it has to do with the Cowboys. We'll tell you more about it. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.